If I had the chance. It seems we are all so busy these days. There are so many details, so many calls to make, and so many things to look after that we barely have time for sincere and genuine interest in others. We are inundated by warnings from great thinkers in our society, encouraging us to stop and smell the roses. But I'm afraid it has taken me decades to really appreciate the wisdom of these words. If I ever have the opportunity to speak to a young person today, I do my best to convey this message. But unfortunately, young people are too busy to heed good advice, much like I was so many years ago. Youth, indeed, is so often wasted on the young. If I had the chance, I would tell young people to stop what they are doing and look around. I would tell them to try as hard as they could to fully understand what is right in their line of sight, what is in the range of their hearing at the moment, and what is in their immediate reach and grasp. I would like so much to tell people, especially young people, that if you are thoughtless and indifferent to others on your road in life, then you are missing life itself. Do not be intrusive or tactless, for heaven's sake, but take a moment and ask someone, "How did you come here?" or "How did you get into this business?" No matter what that person tells you, their answer will make you richer. You can grow emotionally. You can excel as a person. And you can be wealthy by every measure if you just appreciate the gifts that people and life all around you are ready to give right at this moment, just by their simple presence. We should appreciate that great symphonies were written from only 7 simple notes that God gave the entire universe. We should know that great works of art are measured by the emotions they evoke, not just how they look. We should never forget that heartache cannot be cured, but can be eased by someone willing to give genuine sympathy. The true greatness of joy can only be known when it is shared with others.